Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? Easter holidays. Wowzers, trousers. So here in Nottingham, Easter actually has fallen at the beginning of our Easter holidays, which I think is really unfair. You know, I really think it should have been in the middle. I've heard of lots of parents whose children broke up the week before. So Easter fell right in the middle, which I think is lovely when you've got something to look forward to. And you've just got one more week before the kids go back. However, here we've done the fun and games, and now we've got two long weeks, and the weather's turned. It's a bit grey and drizzly. So I have to confess, ladies, I am recording this today for you from the comfort of my bed. I have my youngest napping in his cot, and I just thought, I can't get warm today. I need a hot bath or something. I just cannot get warm. I've got about four layers on. So I thought, the joys, the benefits, one of my favourite things of working from home, working for myself, is that if I want to, I can climb into bed and work from here. And I'm not normally one to do this. I like to have my trainers on. I like to bounce around the house, high energy and all that stuff. But do you know what? I'm feeling a bit tired, a bit sluggish, and I am frozen to the bone. What does they say? Cold bones. So I've got into bed. I'm snuggled up in bed. The dog's at my feet. I'm doing some work on the laptop. And I thought now is a really good time to record a podcast, because I just, as always, want to share the reality of what it's like. And yeah, so that it's not all glamour and what you see on the squares of working in my pink office. Actually, today I've gone to my soft office, let's say. I think it was Louise Pentland, the original mummy blogger. She's ace, isn't she? Well, she calls it her soft office. So I'm doing that because I'm still getting my work done, but I'm ever so cozy. So it's lovely. So how are the holidays going for you? I did put out a post on our Strong Mums. As you know, with all of our courses, there's a chat room attached to it so that the Strong Mums can chat to other Strong Mums. The Business Mums can chat to other Business Mums, which I just really love. Well, in our Strong Mums community, I put out a post this morning just saying, when it's the school holidays, it can really feel like you're almost going back to survival mode, can't you? And you're not quite on that strict timetable. My boys, their preschool actually remains open, so I feel really fortunate in that way. But I've still got a 9-year-old to navigate and play dates, and I need a separate calendar just for him. And then the little ones around whilst trying to work. There's a lot going on. And because it's the school holidays, you feel like you should be doing all these extra fun, I'm doing like all the extra bits and pieces as well that go along with it of the fun of Easter. So I put it out this morning and just checking in with our mums really, because I feel like, well, for me personally, on an honest note, I struggle to stick to my routine. I struggle to get up and do my movement. I do still put my leggings on, but I'm a bit more relaxed with getting the movement in. I'm eating more Easter eggs, I'm slightly going off plan, which is fine. And I think that's okay to do. And I think that's a good thing to do. I am only human. Like I said, it does feel like we're in survival mode. I think it's just about making sure that that's the swing, like the pendulum doesn't go too far the other way, overdoing it with the Easter eggs and completely stop moving altogether. Because we all know that then it makes it much harder to get back into it, doesn't it? So I've relaxed, let's say. I've really learned, being a mum for 9 years, that it turns out I do like routine, and it just helps me having that strict routine. Sometimes, the mundane, I find it really good for me, actually. And I like having the same breakfast each day and getting up and doing the movement and keeping days as sort of as routine and as similar to each other as possible. I actually find that a lot easier as a parent. I don't know if you're the same, but yeah, so that's sort of how it's been going over Easter holidays. I have noticed it as well. I have noticed, because I'm not doing that movement and because I'm not being as quite strict with what I'm eating, I'm not relaxed anyway, but like over Easter, drank a bit more wine than normal, made some lovely roast dinners, like it was really nice. But I'm really noticing in my mindset, in my attitude to work, even in my energy levels, I'm really noticing the shift from not doing that movement and not nourishing my body with quite the same healthy food or drinking enough water, all that sort of stuff. So I have noticed it. So I think it's just knowing that it's like giving myself a pass to break away slightly, but also making sure that I don't go too far the other way. So I think that's, and it sounds like lots of the mums are also resonating with that and also have sort of allowed themselves to press pause on the regular everyday life until we get through the I keep calling it the summer holidays. Thank goodness it's not just yet. It's getting through the school holidays. So yeah, it's a funny time, isn't it? But I thought I would come on because I have learnt one of the things that makes me feel most confident as a parent, particularly during the school holidays, is when I feel like I have a plan. I have a plan of action and I feel prepared. Now, I don't mean that's like rigid, set in stone plan of action. Here's what's going to happen. But I do find the days, knowing roughly what each day is going to happen, where the children are, what they're doing, really does help me. Whether it's having a couple of holiday clubs booked in or a couple of extra sessions at preschool, or knowing that we've got some sort of play date arranged, whether it's someone coming here or my children go to play somewhere else, that just having some sort of plan up my sleeve, a backup plan, really does help. And it helps me to feel more confident going into the school holidays, knowing that it's not going to be days and days on end of wondering what on earth I'm going to do with the kids. And this really takes me back to me almost starting when I first created my play prompts, my activity cards. You know, this is where it all began with the business with Play Hooray, was having a 6-month-old baby and feeling so tired because he just didn't sleep. He's still not the best sleeper, to be honest. But I wrote myself a list of loads of things that I could do with him on the days when I was tired, just so that I had a really quick and easy list of things that I could play, things that we could do, knowing that it would take minimal effort, it would keep him busy, but it also helped me to function, because we all know that when you're running out of sleep, when you're absolutely exhausted, it can make the easiest of tasks seem really difficult, can't it? And on some days, I was really running on empty being a first-time mum. And so I wrote this list of ideas and I called them play prompts, just on a complete whim, which then the ball got rolling and I actually made the play prompts activity cards and started selling them and made a business and things from it. But that's where it really comes from for me, just having... yeah, that list, just having that backup plan, having some, what I like to call tricks up my sleeve. It wasn't like, right, Monday we're doing water play, Tuesday we're doing this. Da, da, da. It wasn't like that at all. It was more, okay, if I've got 5 minutes, here's a list of things I know I could grab. You know, I could put together a treasure basket of spoons, or I could put together a sensory box, or I could head out to that park that we like that only takes 2 minutes to walk to. It's those sort of like really quick and easy ideas. They were all there ready and waiting for me. If the time came up, or if there was an opportunity where I had time to fill with a little one, because we all know that that can be really tricky. And now again, fast forward 8-9 years later, I'm in a similar boat. I am in bed working from home, but pretty soon my 18-month-old is going to wake up. It's a grey drizzly day and I'm going to be sat here thinking, well, what am I going to do with him? Because he's on the move, he's walking, he doesn't really sit and play, doesn't really sit a lot and watch a lot of TV. He loves the baby club, he loves the Wiggles, but he's not going to do that for a long spell of time. We know kids have a very short attention span. So he's going to be up, he's going to be on the move, he's going to be into things. And of course, you set something up, it's not going to last long. So you need more tricks up your sleeve. You need not necessarily, again, a backup plan, but just knowing what's next. How I'm going to break up the day with snacks, bath time, a walk out, a bit of playing, a bit of a story. You know, you have to break up the day and you're sort of on the go, aren't you, all the time. And it's like, what's next? What's next? And I just find having those ideas to hand just really makes me feel like a good parent, because I talk about this a lot, particularly with my strong mums, is that confidence of how you spend your time with your child. If you're confident knowing that you're giving your child your best and you know how to spend time with your child, you feel confident the relationship that you're building, you feel confident that you're supporting their learning, you feel confident when you've got a day where you've got to wait in for, we had like an engineer come out the other day and they said, oh, we'll be with you between 9 and 5. And I had to wait in all day. And it's such a long day when you've got to wait in with little ones, particularly if it's rainy. You know, it's knowing that, okay, yes, I have moments of thinking, what on earth am I going to do? And then once you have that moment, you're like, do you know what? Actually, no, we can fill this day. We can break it down, smaller chunks of time. Like I said, you break it up with snacks and a bit of reading, a bit of cuddle on the sofa, a bit of playing, a bit of watching. You know, you really break up your day. But having those tricks up your sleeve, it really does help. It really does make you feel good as a mum, because then when you feel good as a mum, you feel good as a person. And that means that you can go on social media and don't give yourself the guilt trip, or you might feel more confident to go to a place where you've never been before, like a new park or a new library or something. Like, I just know that confidence snowballs and it almost like radiates out of you. And once you start feeling confident in one area of your life, you're going to start feeling confident in more areas. And if you feel confident as a mum, it doesn't mean you don't have to know all the plan. Like, you don't have to know everything. I'm not expecting anyone to be an expert in every area of being a mum or a parent, because we all know it's so tricky. But if you can just build your confidence in one little area, it's really going to help. And this is where the play prompts, I completely underestimated the impact the play prompts were going to have on other families. Yeah, it gave me a confidence boost as a mum that I always had an idea of what I could do with the kids if we were at home. But when I then started advertising them, selling to others and getting the feedback of like, oh my goodness, I feel like such a good mum because we played in the garden today and I set this up, and watching them play, like the kids thought it was awesome. They thought I was a great mum. I feel like a great mum. We've had a great day. You know, you can really turn people's days around. And I never expected that when I started selling my activity cards. I really didn't. And it's just been the best thing ever, just hearing that, just how much they've helped and then how much they've boosted their confidence. And you know, hearing parents using play as a way to bond with their children. Oh, it's just amazing. It really is. It's just the best feeling in the world when you get that amazing feedback from something that I created. And I think because I created them for myself as a parent, it was amazing then to hear that other people were finding them so really useful. So yeah, I think that's particularly in the school holidays, just having an idea of what you're going to play or what you're going to do with the kids can really help. And so that is why, after years and years of, honestly, years and years of people inquiring, you know, if we ever had some sort of play prompt subscription or anything like that, I was never sure, because to send out physical packs of cards would have been really tricky, would have been a logistical nightmare. But last year, it's coming up to the year anniversary, we switched the play prompts to be solely a digital product, which has just, again, blown my mind just how many, because it means when the play prompts were a physical pack, you know, to send them to Australia, we have a big following on Australia. Australia are really into their early years and learning through play. And so to send there, you're talking about £6 at least postage for a £12 product. It's a lot of money. And then if they go missing or they don't arrive and they take ages to arrive, or it's a lot, isn't it? Whereas, so we found that a lot of our families overseas, and particularly like all the change with the EU laws and things like that, more and more people were opting for the digital product. You know, people are, they're used to Amazon, where things arrive pretty much instantly at the click of a button. And so that's the beauty now of the play prompts being printable, of them being a downloadable PDF, is that you can purchase and have them there and then. So if you've got family or friends arriving for the Easter weekend or for an occasion, you're thinking, what could we do? You could download them, you could print them if you want to, or you can flick through your phone and you've got them there and then. And you could, a bit like flicking through a book, you could set them up immediately. And so they've grown with popularity. And so now that we are a digital business, that play prompts are purely digital, they're no longer sold in their packs, which I do love the packs and I miss them, and I get mine out all the time. But it just made sense. Printing in the UK is ridiculously expensive. Us moving to a printable packs was the best thing we've done. It just means that now we are able to offer it as a subscription service. And I've been floored by the response that we've had this week. So just on Tuesday, I wanted to launch on Monday because it was the first of the month, but it's the 1st of April. So I was scared if I announced it, people would be like, oh, this is good April Fools. After me saying for years that I wanted to do it. So we actually put it off till the Tuesday, the 2nd, and released it. And it's just been amazing, the response. People are literally like downloading and playing straight away. There's nothing more satisfying than me getting an email or a post in the chat room of seeing someone playing and doing one of my activity ideas. Like, oh, it's just it's an adrenaline boost. It really is. So we've got, so the idea is that people can subscribe to Play Prompts, can cancel any time. But so this month, as our introductory month, it's our first month, we've got things that go, which is just an awesome theme to do because it's great for babies, toddlers, preschoolers, big kids. You know, you can take it in so many different directions. You can, you know, really adapt it to suit different ages of kids. So my youngest is 18 months. I'm going to do it with him. We're really into like rolling and circles and wheels and pushing things and going out and about and looking at cars and trucks and big lorries and tractors and all that sort of stuff. You can do so much with it, and you can do it with all different ages. So we've got our play prompts. We've got a calendar for April of ideas that you can have. We've got a chat room with all our playful mums in there sharing their ideas or any resources they've found. We've also, when you subscribe to the Play Prompts subscription, you also have access to the resource library. So you've got mini courses in there, you know, to really understand learning through play, to understand how to get your child to be an independent thinker. You've got access to ideas to do like recyclable play, so things out of your recycling box, what you could use for that. We've got a playroom order if you feel like you've got too many toys you want to go for. Like, there's so much in there that you can access anytime. So I'm just really excited we've been able to make this come to life and offer this to you, particularly in the Easter holidays when, like I said, it just makes you feel so good. If you know, oh my goodness, I'm at home with the kids today, what could we do? Ping, you could open your play prompts, you could open the app, you could open the chat room, see what other people are doing, see what's on the play prompts, pick an idea that you think your kids would love and have it set up in minutes. And it just makes you feel really good as a parent. Kids think you're awesome, you feel awesome, and it just it can really turn your day around. Like I always say, just add a little bit of play to your day and it'll make you feel really good. So yeah, so if you are listening thinking, do you know what I could really do with that? Or maybe you've had play prompts in the past. The packs that are going to be in the subscription are completely exclusive. So they're not going to be repeats of what you've had before. So like I said, we've got things that go this time. We'll have a new exciting month coming up next month for you. But yeah, so they are, and there's a little video as well of me chatting, just giving you ideas of how you could implement this at home. So loads going on. Loads and loads. So if this sounds like something that you could really do with, it's perfect if you've got kids aged 0 to 5 and older as well. You know, I've got a 9-year-old, he still gets stuck in, to be honest. But yeah, 0 to 5 really is who we focus on. And if you're thinking that this would help you, then have a look in the show notes. I'll put a little link. It's $4.99 a month. So what's that? That's like $125 a week, which is not a lot, is it? That was quick maths. Someone check that for me. But yeah, so if you're thinking that could really help you, then do check it out. It's something I'm really excited about. We've had a brilliant response. We've got over 200 parents in there sharing ideas, sharing what they're up to, and me and the team there as well all the time to help you too. So you'd never be stuck. If there's ever a theme, you're thinking, I don't know how to get my baby involved in this one, I can tell you now, we can help you with that. So please don't worry. So yeah, so I hope that helps you to feel like a more confident parent, especially in the school holidays can be tricky. But then again, when the kids go back and the days can feel much longer, even though it's just a more structured day and timetable, it can feel like quite a long day, can't it, when you go back to that routine if you're at home with little ones. So I'm hoping that this will really help to empower you to feel like a playful, confident parent. Well, it's lovely to chat to you, as always, from the comfort of my bed. I imagine my youngest will be waking any minute, so I'm going to go and set something up to play with him, all to do with things that go. So, wishing you a happy, happy day, and I look forward to chatting to you soon. I really hope you've found the bonus episodes useful as well from the guests we've had on Instagram. I've got another exciting one for you next week as well. So keep a listen out for that. And it might be worth subscribing to the podcast. Just then you always get the alerts when these go live. All right, sending you loads of love. Have a fab day and yeah, lots of love. You can do it. Keep being ace. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.